5 minutes after the 11 o'clock hour. Good morning, Northern Colorado. It is finally Friday, and a huge Friday for a lot of the teams that we're talking about. Big stuff coming up this weekend for the Broncos, Jets. I mean, must win. I've been saying it 3 weeks in a row, but you might as well keep going. I mean, you lose this one, and you're going to have some You're going to start having some serious conversations over there. And I don't know what that looks like with Nathaniel Hackett. If that ultimately means, you know, hey, we're going to go two games here. If you don't win these next two games, are we doing something at the bye? I can't see that happening. I can't see Denver cutting ties with Nathaniel Hackett in the season. But again, this game means a lot for what you're trying to achieve. You know, Russell Wilson, whether you believe him or not, says that all their goals are still right there in front of him. That's getting harder and harder to go with. But we'll see, man. This is the Jets are, it's not a gimme like it felt like a couple of weeks ago or at the start of the season. Jets are a much better football team. So I think the Broncos are dogs. I think they're dogs in this game. So plus they're going to be given a point. So I'll give you my picks later on. I got back to 500. I'm sitting at 18-18, battled my way back. So this is a crucial weekend for my picks between Wyoming's game, UNC's game, CSU, Air Force, CU. Can CU keep it going? Going up against Oregon State. Yeesh, 23.5 point dog in that one for the Buffs. Now, they haven't been covering spreads, but they did beat Cal, which I did pick the Buffs to cover. Didn't say they'd win or lose. I just picked them to cover. So I'm taking that one. That one I'm taking. Will they cover against Oregon State? Do we see a major upset coming up? Mike Sanford going to get this team rock and roll. Still the same guys. It sounds like JT Shrout's going to be the starting quarterback for the Buffs, at least for a few plays. He did throw that touchdown. He did throw that game winner. Was it a catch? It was close. They reviewed it. And it was a catch. So Buffs get the win. They get off the schneid. Can the Rams take care of Hawaii? They are 6-point favorites in that game. Clay Millen is returning to the lineup. Maybe they start to get this offense rolling. And, you know, Matt Mummy told our guy Kevin Lytle that, hey, these air raid offenses typically take 5, 6, 7 weeks to start taking hold a little bit. The players start understanding the concepts and all of that. Well, it is week 7, and we'll see. They haven't been really much of a four air raid at all the last 2 weeks, even though they've looked better defensively, is keeping them in games. And then Avery Morrow has ran for almost, 200-some yards in the last two games? Who would have predicted that a running back for Colorado State would have, in two games, over 200 yards rushing? Can the Bears get it going? They're going up against UC Davis. Boy, this is a weird feeling game. Now, UC Davis is not great. This is that kind of game where if the Bears want to try to get this thing right, turn this thing around, they got to find a way to win at home against UC Davis. And then what else we got? Utah State's at Wyoming. I've got Cody Tucker from 7220sports.com joining me. It's Wyoming's homecoming. They're 4.5-point favorites in this one. Then, of course, Jets at Denver. So give me your picks. We'll see what you guys think about all these local matchups as we get closer and closer. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. It'll be fun. All right, Michael. Michael's producing today. He's taken over for Angel, who's out. He's at a wedding. He's going to a wedding, so he'll be back on Monday. Michael stepping in, wearing his Denver Broncos gear. He is just like Russell Wilson. He does not waver. He's ready to go.
I'm riding.
You're still riding.
I'm still riding.
You're the diehard, though. So you like all of Russell Wilson's, you know, hey, I'm okay, everybody's okay, we're going to be fine, and I got Wolverine blood, and it's all good. You love that.
I'm not on board with some of the weird stuff he's been doing, or the incompletions or bad throws. But I'm on board with the Denver Broncos.
There, of course you are. You are very analytical when it comes to everything else, except for the Denver Broncos. You pick them to win no matter what. It's against your religion to go against the Broncos.
Hang on, let me open up this can of Kool-Aid.
Yes, you are the Kool-Aid drinker here. Broncos could be without Russell Wilson, without Brett Rippon. The quarterback could be Bill Nye the Science Guy, and Michael would pick the Broncos to win. How about that? You probably would. Is that right?
Well, yes, because Bill Nye the Science Guy has a Twitter account, and he's got science on there, and he will science people to sleep.
There you go. Let's get to the good, the bad, the ugly, presented by FMS Bank. Banking made simple. My good is yesterday was the sports, what was it? The equinox? The sports equinox. Like, it was all of the meaningful games on one day. You had Major League Baseball games, playoff games. You had NBA regular season action, NHL regular season action, NFL regular season action. So it was the best day for a sports fan. How did it turn out? I went back and forth. I watched the NFL game. I mean, the Saints look like they might potentially run away with this thing, but just couldn't do it. And then I flipped over. I was watching the Clippers-Lakers game back and forth, and the Clippers get the win, 103-97. I'm going to go with my bad, LeBron James. 20 points for him. He was 7-17, 2 of 8 from the three-point line, 10 boards for him. But the bad, it was more funny. He goes to the free throw line. Of course, it's in LA. It's both LA teams, but Lakers are home. And LeBron goes to the line, and there's one person in the stands chanting, MVP, MVP. It's like you can barely hear. It's very faint. It's one person. It's almost like if I'm LeBron, I'd rather you not. Having nobody chant it is better than having one person chant it. The ugly is... I mean, Andy Dalton. Yikes. He threw for 361 yards and 4 touchdowns, but he threw 3 interceptions, including 2 back-to-back pick sixes. The game is 14-6. Cardinals go tie it, go for 2, get it, tie the game. And then, at the end, Dalton throws 2 picks to end the half, essentially, and Arizona takes them both back. They outscored New Orleans 25-7 in the second. That proved to be enough, even though the Saints kind of tried to battle back and make things somewhat interesting. But overall, it set up to be a decent game, turned into another clunker for Thursday Night Football. So there it is, the good, the bad, the ugly, presented by FMS Bank, banking made simple. Did you watch that one last night, Mike?
I did not. I was producing Preps Football, but I was checking on the score every now and then.
You got a TV in there. You got a TV. I guess it doesn't have Amazon Prime in there. Huh?
Yeah, I wasn't going to log into Amazon Prime and watch. What I thought it was going to be a dull game. Apparently, it was exciting.
It was more exciting than what we've seen, but not really necessarily competitive.
Andy Dalton throwing 4
3 interceptions
touchdowns.
And 4 touchdowns. Yeah. Still bad, though, Andy Dalton. Taysom Hill, man. 2 for 248 yards, but he ran for 9 yards in this one. They couldn't really get him going with what they wanted to try to do, and the Saints are 2-5 now. Cardinals snapped an 8-game home losing streak. They had not won in the past 8 games at home. Certainly the worst home team in the past year, but they get it going. Kyler Murray, 200 yards passing, 1 touchdown. He ran for 30. So overall, didn't need the offense, so it wasn't really the offense that got it going. It was the pick sixes. And my guy, Trey McBride, I was really hopeful he'd get in the action and get a catch, but he did not have one last night. So, but DeAndre Hopkins, welcome back. 10 receptions, 103 yards. Arizona gets a big win. Method Flow Products poll question of the day. Colorado State men's basketball was picked to finish 4th in the Mountain West. That was, of course, before Isaiah Stevens, before the announcement was made that he was going to be out for a considerable amount of time. So maybe a generous pick there of them finishing in the top 4. That's the question. Will Colorado State men's basketball finish above, below, or right at 4th place in the Mountain West Conference? And you can go vote. Well, losing my voice. You can go vote there at thewholeshow.com. Wow. Just something in the throat there, Mike, starting this thing off. 54% say below. So, yeah, I mean, that's That's how much Isaiah Stevens now means to this team. 27% saying above, and then another 18% say, hey, I've got him right at fourth place. But probably below. And again, this all depends on what happens in the conference. You know, non-conference games, those are great for trying to get some national attention, potentially getting an at-large. I don't see that in the future for CSU. I do think that it's going to have to be CSU running the table in the conference, running the table in the tournament, and that's going to mean Isaiah Stevens gets back into the fold for Colorado State. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Oh, man, a lot to break into today. We're going to have some great guests for the show. Cody Tucker from 7220sports.com will be joining me, talking all things Wyoming and their homecoming. They're coming off of a bye. And Utah State's an intriguing football team. They beat Air Force, struggled against CSU. Now they're going to Wyoming's homecoming, and this is an opportunity for the Cowboys who, you know, they're right in the thick of things when it comes to the Mountain West Conference, or the Mountain West Mountain, I should say. They are in second place, right behind Boise State. And tell you what, you win this game, because Utah State's right behind you. Win this game, you go 3-1 in the conference, and Boise State plays Air Force. And that's only a 2-point spread. Air Force is only favored by 2. Boise State was supposed to be in the thick of this. Then they struggled a little bit. Lost a couple games they should have won. Hank Bachmeyer leaves the program. Since that's happened, Boise State is kind of legit. You know, they lost to Oregon State to start the season. They lost to UTEP by 17 points. So you're thinking, man, this team is not going to be good. What happened there? They come back. They're getting smoked by San Diego State. And then they outscore San Diego State 21-0 to start the second half. Taylor Green, he's been good. I mean, he runs a lot. He's been all right passing, but he's going to run the football a lot. He had 105 yards against San Diego State, and so we'll see what that does against Air Force. Some great matchups coming up. Some great Broncos discussions that we'll have for you, too. 18 minutes after the 11 o'clock hour. Short break. I'm going to have Cody coming up at the bottom of this hour. We're going to have another McCaffrey on the show. We're going to have Lisa McCaffrey on the program, who does a podcast called Your Mom. And it's a really cool take on kind of the parents' perspective of their kids playing in the NFL and in college. Well, she wasn't really wanting to have anything that Adam Schefter had to report about Christian. Said, please, you know, hold those reports off until the end of the college season. Well, we got the news, didn't we? Christian McCaffrey going to San Francisco. 18 minutes after the hour. It's a whole show powered by PDC Energy. We'll be right back.
KFKA is your no-go home of the Denver Broncos. Hear games and news around the team on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, everybody. This is Dalton Reiser with the Denver Broncos, left guard number 66. You're listening to the whole show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the 11 o'clock hour. Welcome back into the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Pick up our game beer of the week at On the Rocks Liquor. This one's from Berthoud Brewing. It's Sam's Orange Ale. You can, of course, always stop by On the Rocks Liquor. They're going to have a healthy assortment of local beer from local breweries. But they're also entertaining new stuff throughout the state, throughout the country. But I love their focus on all things local breweries. That's On the Rocks Liquor. Make your next celebration on the rocks. They're off Highway 34. 47th Avenue, kind of catacorner of Buffalo Wild Wings. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Method Flow Products poll question of the day. Will Colorado State finish better, worse, or right there at fourth in the Mountain West Conference? We're edging our way closer and closer to the college basketball season, getting it going. I texted David Roddy last night, who had 13 minutes against Memphis. I was going back and forth with him. Great to follow his career, man. He's been doing some big things, and I think he's going to keep working his way in. He said, I'm going to score today. That's what he told me. He said, it's going to happen. David Roddy, in my cellular device, on my text feed, said, I am going to score my first NBA basket tonight for Memphis. So we'll see if that comes to fruition. I think it will. That kind of guy, dude. I saw on the sidelines before he came out for his first game, he's there with his mom. Big old hug there. It's just kind of cool. You know, we had a chance to spend a lot of time with David, of course, throughout the season last year. He was on with me weekly for the David Roddy Show, so you got to know him a little bit more about his family. And it's just kind of special to follow these guys and watch them grow at the college level and then take it to that next step in the NBA. And that was probably one of the guys I followed closer because of the show. So it's really kind of surreal to see David out there mixing it up with all these stud NBA players. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Brett Rypien is getting some meaningful reps this week in practice. We've heard a lot about Russell Wilson and the shoulder and the hamstring. How bad is it? He said he has Wolverine blood. I don't anticipate him not playing just because of all the, you know, the reports I've been reading and, you know, even just hearing Russell Wilson. But Brett Rypien, just in case, getting ready to go. And especially, like, hey, let's say you start Russ and it gets worse throughout the game. That injury starts to take hold and you got to have Brett Rypien ready to go. I think the Broncos still think that Russell Wilson banged up is better than what Brett Rippin's going to give you on Sunday. Well, you also don't want to set yourself up for this really tough conversation. Like I said yesterday, if Brett Rypien comes in, let's say he starts, let's say he comes in later and starts tearing it up, then you have a weird discussion. Do you start him in London? Give Russell Wilson more time? Dare Brett Rypien have an amazing game against Jacksonville, and then you go two games in a row of, holy cow, maybe this is better. No, I don't see that happening, but the fact that we're here, 6 weeks in, and we're potentially going, could Nathaniel Hackett be fired after the bye week? I mean, again, is it realistic? I don't think so, but we're asking the question. Is it realistic that Russell Wilson gets benched this week because of injury, and then Brett Rypien comes in and lights it up? Probably not. But the fact that we're here 6 weeks in asking those questions is just bizarro land to me. Russ, it's just been a rough go for Russ, man. And you look at his, you know, his numbers, he's 13th in the NFL in yards right now. He's at 1,400. He's kind of right there in the middle of the pack. Not terrible numbers as far as just yardage. Touchdowns, I mean, yeesh, he has 5. You know, guys like Josh Allen, nearly 2,000 yards already, 17 touchdowns. Hell, Matt Ryan has 8 touchdowns. He's second in the league in yards. Patrick Mahomes has 17 touchdowns. Look at those two guys. Look at Allen and Mahomes just going stride for stride. Allen has 1,900 yards. Mahomes has 1,700 yards. But they both have 17 touchdowns and both have thrown only 4 interceptions. Their rating is about the same, 109 and 106. Allen's leading there. But those guys, I mean, those are the best two quarterbacks in football. And assuming they both stay healthy for a long time, they're going to be the guys. They're going to be the Rodgers and Brady or Brady and Manning or whatever. They're going to be going back and forth for a very, very long time. But Russell Wilson, man, I mean, do you just consider, does Hackett, and he won't, but should he consider just saying, hey, Russ, take the week. Take the weekend. Be a backup because you're hurt. Let's just try to rest you up, get set for, you know, have you prepare for the London game. They won't do that. A, because Russell Wilson won't do it. And I think what we've seen so far with Nathaniel Hackett, he is going to give Russ the benefit of the doubt. This is your 7-year man, $250 million man. You want to see some signs of this thing working this season. Maybe it's a lost cause this year for playoffs. Sure, certainly looking like it. But you want to start to see, we talked about it yesterday on Rams Weekly. about Colorado State ending the year off with a good, you know, again, we're not even halfway through, but finding positives throughout the course of the season to make fans, to give your program, to give your ownership and your management a chance to look at it and go, okay, that's it. We're seeing the progress there. Give Russell a better offensive line. See if we can add to that in the offseason. You know, maybe another piece here or there. Maybe make the decision to move on from Jerry Jeudy. All that. Adding more weapons. I'll tell you who I think is going to have a big game, and I think it's going to happen. I've been waiting and begging, banging the table for a tight end on this team to step up and be a featured player in this offense. I saw glimpses of that against Seattle. We saw it to start the game last week against the Chargers, and I think it's going to have to be Greg Dulcich. He's getting that start. He's the guy. He's moving in. He got his first career touchdown last week. Maybe dropped one, a little slant route in the end zone. That would have been a tough catch. I think you got to see a big dose of Greg Dulcich. He is also a guy that Russell Wilson wanted. You know, when they were talking about guys that they were looking at and what, the second round? Did they have the second round pick or was it the third round pick? It was a third round pick. And it wasn't even Dulcich, right? Dulcich was fourth. Was he fourth? It was Benito. Was Benito a second round pick? Because you had 2 second round picks. So Benito was second. And Dulcich, I believe, am I wrong on that, Mike? Dulcich was, there it is. Third, you're right. Third. Greg Dulcich was taken in the third round, pick number 16 in the third. Nick Benito, 32nd in the second round. But this was a guy that Russell Wilson and the coaching staff both looked at and said, yeah, we like that guy. Let's get him over here. And we, you know, last week was the first time seeing him in. I think he's going to have a big game. As a rookie, it's a lot to put on. But I think this team, if they can utilize the tight end game, if they can utilize that small ball, so to speak, they can start to gain some confidence, which might open up things down the field. We'll talk about that. We'll talk a lot more Broncos coming up throughout the course of the day. Cody Tucker coming up next. Wyoming has a huge opportunity coming up this weekend, tomorrow night against Utah State. Win that game and maybe Boise State drops to Air Force. Wyoming could leapfrog and kind of run the table in the Mountain West Mountain. How about that? Who would have guessed that? We'll talk to Cody about this on the other side. First, let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
This is Cody Ward from the Locked On Broncos podcast, part of the Locked On NFL Network. Make sure that you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA for the latest news in Broncos country.
Just 37 minutes after the 11 o'clock hour. Welcome back into the whole show. We're live from the Allo Communications Studios. Joining me now on our First Advantage hotline, Cody Tucker of 7220sports.com. He's our Wyoming Cowboys insider. Cody, this Cowboys team has a huge opportunity in front of them going up against Utah State on their homecoming. And then I'm looking over, Boise State's playing Air Force. If the Broncos lose, the Cowboys win. Man, we are talking about the Cowboys being at the top of the Mountain West Mountain.
Yeah, Brady, and I hate to put the cart in front of the old horse here, but the next two games are against Hawaii and Colorado State as well, and then Boise State comes to Laramie in mid-November. Wow. So hate to think ahead too much, but, man, that could be for all the marbles, and you have to think the Falcons have their season's on life support. They have to win that game.
No question. I looked at the spread. I think Air Force is just a 2-point favorite. So I think, you know, they're going to hope, I mean, for their sake, come out firing. And that would bode really well for Wyoming. And Cody, you said this to start the season, man. Like, I had no expectations for the Cowboys. And especially after that first game, I thought, uh-oh. And you thought, man, somehow Craig Bohl takes teams that aren't supposed to do anything and makes them do something. Well, they're certainly doing something this season so far.
Yeah, it's funny. You know, fans are always ready to jump off a bridge, and, you know, sometimes rightfully so. But, you know, I think we've talked about it, Brady. The beauty of the sky falling that first game at Illinois is it wasn't falling in Wyoming's locker room, and they're sure acting like it. You think about their three losses. Illinois is in the top 25. It turns out they're pretty damn good. And then you lose to a top 25 BYU team on the road. And then, you know, you hate to drop the San Jose State game, especially because it's in Laramie. But, you know, look who's at the top of the Western Division in the Mountain West.
Right.
San Jose State's a pretty good team, too. I'm actually stunned that they lost to Fresno State last week. But they're a pretty darn good ball club, too. So, you know, the Cowboys are – their losses, I believe, those teams are a combined 14-4. You know, the losses are quality, and I think this team, Coach Bull says it all the time, they don't know any better. They don't know that New Mexico was supposed to be a must-win. You know, I asked Craig that after the game, you know, let's be real here. Did you feel like this was a must-win like the rest of us? And he said, you know, it's just, you know, of course, 1-0, 1-0, you know. But, yeah, it was hell yes, it was a must-win. You're in Albuquerque, it's a must-win. But they, you know, all they did was score 27 unanswered and win that game. So, They're finding ways to get it done, and the bye week couldn't have come at a better time. And I tell you what, man, I talked to Titus Swinn this week. He has not had a Titus Swinn type of game yet, and Utah State might be just what the doctor ordered. They're giving up almost 200 yards a game on the ground, and, of course, Titus had a 98-yard touchdown run against them last year in Logan. So he said expect big things out of him on Saturday night.
That's what I'm ready. I love watching him run the football, and you're right. He hasn't had that game yet, though, where you're just jaw-dropping, just absolutely amazing. And I was reading what you put together, too, just kind of about Titus and taking the bye week and using that to really get right. He might be poised to just go off this weekend.
I'm afraid that's definitely going to happen. He is his quiet confidence, man. He flat tells you, hey, I didn't talk to anybody this week. I didn't pick up a phone. I sat in my house and I got my mind right. And he knows, you know, his destination he's hoping is the NFL. And he hasn't put together a season like that yet. He's been solid, but not almost 6 yards per carry solid like we're used to. So I think Titus is going to have a huge game. Utah State's going to aid in that. They're just not very good on defense. And honestly, their offense, which we thought was going to be really good this year, man, they are last in the Mountain West in time of possession, and that falls right into Craig Bull's hands.
Utah State's an interesting team, though. I mean, they beat Air Force, and I don't know where Air Force is, Cody, mentally. You know, 3 weeks ago we hear about the sanctions against them from what happened in 2020 with certain coaches meeting with guys when they weren't supposed to. It just kind of seems like Air Force since that time, you know, they beat Navy, but it was close, and then they lose to Utah State. But then Utah State comes back this week or last weekend, and it was a battle against CSU, and CSU's down to down to their third string quarterback. So I'm having a hard time figuring this one out.
Yeah, I tell you what, Utah State, I watched that CSU game, and you know, Utah State, I just wrote about this, had an embarrassment of riches in the quarterback room to start this year. I mean, Logan Bonner led him to an 11-3 year last year, of course, the defending Mountain West champs. He couldn't go in the L.A. Bowl. Cooper Legault goes. He plays outstanding, and they beat Oregon State. Then, of course, Levi Williams leaves Wyoming and goes over to Utah State. They got three legit starters. Now all three of those guys are out. And from everything I'm hearing, sources are telling me that Levi is not going to – there's not a chance he plays. There's not a chance Legault plays. So you're talking about Bishop Davenport. And, you know, he played okay at CSU, especially for being thrown in the fire. But, I mean, there's an awfully low bar for being named the Mountain West Conference Freshman of the Week, I guess, because he went 3-for-9 for 41 yards and 11 rushes for 29. But, you know, he did win on the road. He got it taken care of. But Utah State is not in a good way right now, to say the least. And that's a good point you bring up about Air Force. I think that might have something, you know, they're all about integrity, right? And there might be something to that.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, mentally, who knows? Maybe just messes with people. It's just interesting note because since then they haven't been sharp. So who knows what's going to happen between Air Force and Boise State. But looking at the spread, Wyoming, I'm seeing, what, 4.5 point favorites. I love that, Cody. I mean, I do my picks at the end. I don't want to give anything away here, but that's pretty appealing to me. What do you think?
I don't think the world knows yet that Bishop Davenport's going to be the starting quarterback, is what I think. You know, and Utah State still has some weapons. Don't get me wrong. They still throw it around the yard, and they still get it done. But it's going to be a tough, tough task for a true freshman to come into Laramie and win that game on Saturday night. There's just no getting around it. And, you know, Craig Bull and Jay Sobel, the defensive coordinator, are going to dial it up. And I just can't help but think that Titus Swinn's going to have a huge day. And, oh, by the way, Andrew Peasley played for Utah State the last 4 years. So you don't think he wants a piece of the Aggies. He's sure playing it that he doesn't care, but We all know he does.
What a weird, I mean, season, though. Like, you talk about Peasley, you know, seeing him in the action that first game or so, you know, I think Cowboys fans were like, uh-oh, what's going on? And since then, for the most part, he, you know, he's been pretty solid for this team, especially, as you mentioned, Titus has not had a Titus-type game yet. But that, again, so many unknowns going in. People were pretty skeptical about what they were seeing with Wyoming, and here they are with a monster opportunity in front of them.
Yeah, no doubt. I think Peasley getting off to a start like that was a real shock to the Wyoming fan psyche, because they're thinking, you know, we just got rid of, you know, quote unquote, got rid of Levi Williams and Sean Chambers, who had their issues with completing passes. And oh God, Andrew Peasley just completed 5 passes at Illinois. We are in deep, deep trouble. And boy, he's turned it around, man. And you know, he wasn't voted a team captain just because he's the quarterback. He's just got this demeanor about him, Brady. He's a really likable guy that you want to be around, and the players just love him. And he's making plays. And the thing that I haven't liked so far, and Coach Bowles been honest about it, is he's not a big man. And Coach learned through watching Sean Chambers tear up his knees 3 straight years in a row. He's not letting him run that much. So it's kind of taking a tool out of his belt, and I don't like that. And I think down the stretch, you got to let it rip, man. If he feels like running, or you need to design some runs, he needs to run. That's a huge part of his game, and I'd like to see that. I'd like to see that happen. And I think it's going to need to happen to beat the Boise States of the world and to get through the stretch here.
Cody Tucker joining me. We're talking all things Wyoming Cowboys from 7220sports.com. Cody, switching over to the basketball side of things. I'm excited for what we're seeing with Wyoming on the football side, no doubt. Pleasant surprise. But I think our expectations are certainly sky high for Jeff Linder's crew here, especially when you get, you know, Maldonado and Graham EK returning. I mean, we're expecting big things from both of those guys.
Yeah, and speaking of loving demeanor, we just had Wyoming Media Day in Laramie last week, and, man, these guys are just locked in. There's something about them, too, Brady. They're just not, you know, they know the hype's there. They know the target's on their back. They're now the hunted, not the hunter. They know that, but you wouldn't tell. You couldn't tell. Graham EK just is, he is such a pleasure to talk to and such a pleasure to be around. And then you hear Jeff Linder say things like, you know, there's only 2 guys in the country that can't be guarded one-on-one, and that's Timmy up at Gonzaga, and that's Graham EK here in Laramie. Why would a coach say something like that? You're just making the target even bigger, but that's how confident they are. And it's not a cocky thing. It's not arrogance at all. They're really confident in what they have, and, man, all they did was reload in the offseason. They got so much better. They're 11 deep, and, you know, Jeff Linder told me that he has 10 guys on this roster, or 11 guys on this roster, who have scored at least 10 points in a college basketball game.
Wow.
A lot of people don't have that luxury, not to mention Jake Kyman from UCLA has played in a Final Four, and Ethan Anderson and Max Ogbonpolo from USC have both been in the Elite Eight, and they played major roles in getting their teams there, and they might be on the bench on opening day.
What do you think of San Diego State, obviously predicted to win the regular season title, according to the media, announced, Wednesday?
Yeah.
I mean, Wyoming's closer than I think a lot of people think, though, right?
Yeah, I think they're nipping at their heels, to be honest with you. San Diego State has not shown to be a dynamic scoring type of offense. They definitely play lockdown D, though, and that's what it takes to win, especially in the March. But, you know, give them their respect. It's kind of like a Boise State thing. I end up voting for Boise State to win the Mountain West every year on the west side, or on the mountain side in football. You know, it's kind of just giving them their respect that, you know, they arguably have the best roster every year. And San Diego State's no different on the basketball side. I think they have a really great home court advantage. They have a great coach in Brian Dutcher. Bradley coming back, he's really dynamic. I think, you know, it's fine. And I think Wyoming's happy that they are number one. And, boy, the schedule makers couldn't have done a better job, Brady, because Cowboys visit Viejas regular season finale. Could you imagine?
Wow.
It comes down to Aztecs Pokes, who gets the number one seed in the Mountain West Tournament and wins the outright title. It doesn't get no better than that.
No, big things expected for Wyoming. And, yeah, that game would be something else if it turns out to be that way. Cody, you're going to have some pregame stuff for us, of course, for all things Cowboys. I know you put something together kind of more on Utah State. But I'll be also looking out for a bunch of write-ups from you on all things basketball as well.
It's coming, darn it. This fatherhood thing keeps getting in the way, Brady, damn it.
Well, and now it's like the really crazy time for you. You add the father thing in there, and it's crossover mode now. It's football swinging over to basketball. I love it and hate it at the same time.
Yeah, I used to love it when I was just a fan. Man, it was a great time of year. Now it's like, oh, my God, how am I going to do this? And the Phillies are getting ready to – Phillies are in the playoffs.
Oh, that's right. You're a Phillies guy, man. That's amazing. Yeah. What's going to – that's tonight, right?
Yeah, it is.
How are you feeling? You nervous?
I must say, the Padres do have the most beautiful uniforms in baseball, but it's time to lose.
That's true. It is kind of it's Wyoming-esque, isn't it? Okay, what is it? 1-1. This is serious. So a big game tonight.
Yep, 3 straight in Philly. I imagine the fans are going to be ready to roll, and man, what I'd give to be there. I've been fortunate enough to go to a few games at Citizens Bank, and it's the real deal. If you've only been to Coors Field for a baseball game, you've never been to a baseball game, I'll tell you that.
You mean what the Rockies are doing is not baseball, Cody? Come on.
Not only that, in Philadelphia you can tailgate, and it's just like a football atmosphere. It's so unbelievable.
We'll see. Yeah, man, it'll be fun. I'll be thinking about it. 5:37, FS1, so let's get that thing rolling, and maybe it'll turn out really, really good for you. So then you're bringing those vibes in for Cowboys this weekend. I mean, if they win this game, I mean, it's going to get real interesting for Wyoming.
Yep, there you go. And Buffalo Sabres are off to a 3-1 start. Life is good right now.
Hey, and you, I know you're not like an NBA guy, but you kind of have a respect factor for the Joker, right, Nikola Jokic?
I've never heard of her, but I do like Larry Nance Jr.
You sound like my producer over here, man. He doesn't know anything other than Broncos. That is it. So now he's smiling over there. He's like, oh, good, another person that doesn't care about the NBA.
Oh, good. And somebody bringing up the damn Broncos.
Oh, did we lose Cody? We lost Cody. He was going to say something bad about the Broncos. All right, that was Cody Tucker of 7220sports.com. Love what he does. And, yeah, big things coming up for the Cowboys, both football and basketball. Who would have thought football would be at this point right now where you're looking at a situation where you go beat Utah State, and it's, what did he say? Was it Hawaii and CSU next? And, I mean, right now, dude, Wyoming could win the next 3 games very easily. And, You're getting into interesting territory if you're a Cowboys fan. 11:51 the time. We'll take a short break. When we come back, I'll wrap up the show. Nuggets going up against Golden State tonight. Can they rebound after that? Well, rebound both literally and figuratively against Golden State after a rough start to the season against the Utah Jazz. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy and Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
On your local football teams during your drive to work with Good Morning NoCo on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey everybody, this is Dalton Reiser with the Denver Broncos, left guard number 66. You're listening to the whole show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
The time. We're live from the Allo Communications Studios. It's a whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're going to have Lisa McCaffrey. Yes, Ed McCaffrey's wife, mother of Christian, Luke, Max, and Dylan. We just got the news, too, about Christian McCaffrey. He's traded. San Francisco's sending a second, third, and fourth round pick in 2023 and a fifth round pick in 2024 to the Panthers for their star running back, Christian McCaffrey. How about that? Christian McCaffrey kind of rejoined with Kyle Shanahan. Second hour coming up next. We'll be right back.